Very good morning, everyone, and also those who are watching online, and also happy Valentine's Day to you. Yeah, 情人节快乐. Okay. I was asking my wife yesterday. I said, "Dear, when was the last time we celebrated our Valentine's Day?" And then because I really couldn't remember, you know. And then she said, "You know, dear, every day is a Valentine's Day, right?" Oh, you know, I was thinking, you know, is there another meaning behind it, lah? But I took it positively, right? I took it as she really meant it, huh? You know, so I also want to encourage us while we celebrate this Valentine's Day, right, with one another, with our loved one. Let us also remember, all right, to celebrate this day by worshiping our God, not just in our hearts, but also through our lips. And tell him how much we love him. And so before I you know, share with you what the Lord has laid upon my heart for this morning, I just felt led to pray for all our singles, all right, this morning, and especially those in our church. We want to bless you. We want to pray for you. So is it all right that you join me in prayer? Let's close our eyes and pray for them and bless them. Thank you, Lord. Lord, for every one of us is created, Lord, in your image. Every one of us is loved by you. And so, Father, we pray that would you guide our singles, Lord, especially in our church. Help them to live their lives with all godliness and contentment. And we also, Lord, that, you know, pray for them that in their relationship, Lord, would you bless them with people around them, Lord, who are wise, who are kind, patient, and trustworthy. And also, more importantly, friends, who will truly love and appreciate them. Thank you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. During my last SEA game, just before I retired, I was playing this deciding game. Now, it's a team event. Deciding game means that my points count whether Singapore will get the bronze medal or not. So it was tense. It was really stressful. And the match was so close and so tight that every point, whether I win or I lose, I will shout or I will make noise, and I will keep talking to myself, walk around the court until at one point the umpire or the referee had to call me and stop me and say, come, all right? And they say, you know, you have to stop doing this. Because while I was shouting or I was talking to myself, I was also looking at my opponent, you know, keep intimidating him, all right? Oh, I'm going to win you, right? And the referee said, no, you better stop that. I'm not supposed to do that, yeah? Now, have you ever wondered, all right, why players shout in the game? Why they talk to themselves during the match? Have you ever wondered why they do, you know, what they do? All right, so we shout, because to release stress, we shout to release tension, and we shout also to keep our focus, and sometimes also, you know, to intimidate our opponents or make them uncomfortable. But we shout because most of the time it's to pump ourselves up. It's a way of keeping ourselves, you know, into the game and not get distracted. And it really helps. It really helps whenever we shout or when we talk to ourselves. You know, it gives us a certain strength to carry on our game. And in Psalms 43 verse 5, we saw how David assured himself after he was betrayed by his king, King Saul, and ran for his life because his own king wanted to kill him. So he was in depressed. He was under stress. But he said to himself in Psalms 43 verse 5, he said to himself, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, and I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God." So when we are down with fever, we see a doctor, we get a Panadol. And when my wife broke her arms, the orthopedic specialist did an operation on her and fixed the problem. But spiritual problems like distress, like fear, like pain, like doubt, like depression, we need to do it through spiritual way. Now this morning, maybe some of you, you're coming to church with a low spirit. And we do not know what is happening to you, but you step into the church with a low spirit. Maybe some of us are going through some kind of stress. Maybe some of us are in depressed. Maybe this morning you need to learn from King David. You need to say to yourself that you don't just believe in your heart, but confess with your mouth like David and say, I shall hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. Last week, Pastor Daniel urged us to hold on to the Lord and prevail despite our struggles. But how do we do it? How do we overcome them? Beside waiting, beside praying, I also say to you, keep praising God. Keep praising Him. And you do not know where to begin. If you do not know how to start, Psalms is a good place to begin with. The book of Psalms is a collection of 150 individual praises, songs, adorations, looking to God in prayer and meditation of His Word. And Psalm is more than just a book of poem, but real people who express openly their feelings towards God in different situations. And this is why I love to read Psalms, because it's very real, relatable, and relevant, even though it was written thousands of years ago. And, you know, and I can always find one Psalm that's similar to my situation and use it to pray and to praise. And I find that it's even more meaningful and helpful while I read Psalms and pray and praise when I involve my emotion as I read. So you just can't read Psalms silently in your heart. If you want to get the best of the book of Psalms, you just can't read quietly in your heart. You need to read out loud in order to find the meaning and understand the feelings of going or what is going through to the psalmist. And so because Psalms is meant to read out loud, so shall we read Psalms 100 together this morning? You know, but we're going to do it responsively. I'm going to read all the odd verses and you're going to do the even verses. But we will read the last verse together, alright? And so, are you ready to do that? Now, in our Anglican tradition, our practice, sometimes we stand to read Psalms. So, may I invite us to stand with me right now, alright? And let's prepare our hearts to read Psalms. Now, remember, when you read Psalms, you cannot just read, you know, like, praise God. Right, for example, there's a word called joyful. Joyful. Now, then you're not going to get the best out of that, alright? Remember, when you read Psalms, your emotion must involve in it. You have to read as though that you are the one who is writing it. So when there's a word joyful, you must sound like you are joyful, alright? When you say, you know, there's a Thanksgiving, then you must sound like you really want to thank God. Is that okay? Alright, so as we read, alright, put your emotion in it, alright, and read it out as though as you are the one who's writing that Psalms. Okay? So I'll read the odd verses and you read the even verses. Are we ready? Alright. So Psalms 100 verse 1. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Give thanks to Him. Bless Him. And let's together, we read the last verse. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Let's give a Lord a clap offering, alright? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. You know, Psalms 100 is a how and why we must praise God. It's a psalm of telling us that this is how you should praise God, and this is why you should praise God. And the psalmist say, this is how we should praise Him. In verse 1, make a joyful noise. Make a joyful sound. You know, let us hold nothing back and shout for joy to the Lord of the universe. Lift your hands if you want to. Clap your hand if you have to. You know, just sing and do anything to express your joyfulness in the Lord and praise Him. Don't put your hands in your pocket when you praise God. I've seen that before. Don't fold your hand when you praise God. If you really believe God is good, you praise, not just with your lips, we praise with your hands and action as well, to really say that God is good. Serve the Lord with gladness. Let us do something to serve the Lord and one another with a sincere heart. So if you have not done anything or something to serve the Lord today, find something to do for Him. Find something to serve Him. Last week, Pastor Andrew reminded us, every act of service done for the Lord is an act of worship. So do something to praise Him today. Come into His presence with singing. Do you know, in Christ Jesus, we can come before God in joy and delight. We can come before Him in confidence, with freedom, and without fear. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, the author says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Let's don't enter in presence of God as we come into the service, you know, with complaints and murmur first in our heart. Let us come into the presence of God first by remembering God's goodness. Let's come before the presence of God first by thanking Him. You know, remember of what He has already done for us. Remember that He is capable of taking care of all the burdens, that things that burden us and things that is holding us now. And believe that God is able and praise Him. And believe that God is able and bless His name. Bless His name means let us acknowledge His greatness. Let us acknowledge His power. Let us say that God is good and tell Him that we are grateful. In short, to bless Him is to speak well of God. Speak well of Him. If you have anything that you want to praise God, speak to God. Speak to Him. Speak well of Him. You know? So, and these are the reasons the psalmist says that why we praise God. Because you know that the Lord, He is God. Because you know it is He who made us and we are His. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Because you know the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever and His faithfulness to all generation. And so God deserves our highest praise. God deserves all our praises because He is who He is. You know, we give thanks not just because of what He has done for us. We give thanks and praise God because God is still God. His goodness does not depend on human weaknesses or our weaknesses. God is still God. And that is why I asked our media team to prepare a video for us. Because I want to show us, even though for the last few years, we have been going through what social distancing, and it seems that we are in the dark. It seems like God is not working. It seems like God is distant from us. I asked the social media team to help me to collect testimony. Testimony of people who experience the goodness of God, even during this period of darkness. That God is faithful, that God is still moving. That the Lord is still good, His love never changed. When we are not in control, He is. And here are just some of the testimonies from our members, there are more to come, on how they experience the goodness of God during this period of time. So just sit down and relax and listen to the testimony.
Through this collaboration between Who's Community Services and youth, I've been given this opportunity to work with elderly and take photos of them as a form of outreach.
The theme of this elderly photo shoot is 北塞拍拍照可以拍拍照. Our objectives of the elderly photo shoot are to treat the elderly with dignity, being valued, love and respect. To create memorial moments for them and to enable them to tell stories about themselves.
During this COVID, many of us were bored. Having this photo shot lightened our heart. Thanks God for having the church to create this opportunity for us to enjoy.
God has actually inspired my heart really deeply this time around by allowing me to work with people of different and older generation. And this has actually allowed me to grow a heart for them.
So hi, I'm Grayson, and I'm from the dance team within the Art Collective in Coos. So I'm here to share about how God has been with us and provided for us through the pandemic. So I think before the pandemic, the dance team really thrived on meeting physically, building community together, and even had small gatherings before and after practices. I think, of course, all of these changed during the pandemic, and we started to think about what and how the dance ministry could be like, even without its usual dance operations and of meeting together. I think the initial months were really tough as the pandemic wore on. We started to see how dancers could actually start moving in their own home. Individual dancers, you know, sharing their own personal life stories, testimonies, and capture all these things in a short movement video together.
We came to Coos in the year 2002. So with special needs, you know, they have meltdowns, they're so unpredictable. So each time during service, we somehow feel a little bit nervous because he may actually just act up.
There was once even he stripped himself. And then the church people were so good, no? They just surrounded him to cover from everybody.
Okay.
Throughout the years, it became better and better.
So,
and he grew better and better. His meltdown became less and less.
Okay, why?
So we are very thankful
for
God to bring us here.
When COVID struck, I think we found ourselves all homebound. So the kids were deprived of the on-site session, the Sunday session. So for us, I think it's a little bit of a change.
Yeah.
But somehow the ministry, the volunteers, are so genuine and they've never taken a step back even during those times. Zoom isn't a natural thing for all of us, you know. It's very hard for them to engage on screen, especially my son Ken. He detests anything that is screen, even telephone. So but anyway, we still tell ourselves to press on because this is the connection with God. Even if it's not sitting next to me, I know that as a mom, if I learn from the Zoom session, spirit to spirit, you know, I can actually bless him as well. So this is actually something we realize that, wow, you know, COVID has brought us together. It's a crisis though, on the faith side, it kind of brought us even together and increased our trust in God. Increase our kind of dependence on Him, and that we realize that His promise is always there.
Let's give a Lord a clap of offering, shall we? God is good. And also help me to give our media team, all right, a round of applause for their work. Thank you so much. You know, and I believe some of us here, probably during this period of time, we have a testimony to share, something the Lord has done for you or through you, and in that, you know, you want to bless others, you want to use that testimony as a way to encourage others. May I encourage you, all right? You can write into our media team site and share your testimony with them so that they can collect and put all together and then to bless the church, especially for those who are in need. I also want to thank many of us here. I believe that even during this period of time, there are many of you, you refuse to give in, you refuse to step out, but you remain faithfully to the Lord. You continue to praise the Lord by serving Him and bless others. All right, in any way the Lord has called you, I want to give you a round of applause and thank you for doing that, and those who are watching online as well. And for that, all right, you deserve a round of applause. Let's clap for them. All right, praise the Lord. Yeah, the Lord is good. Praise Him. Let's praise Him and let's praise Him. Okay? And you know, one thing I learned from watching this testimony is that when we praise Him, when we praise Him and give thanks to Him, we allow God to change our perspective of the circumstances. But there's another kind of praises that is honoring to God, that is pleasing to God. The Bible called it the sacrifice of praise or the praise of faith. The psalmist says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. So there are many gates, but only two courts. Of course, not tennis court and badminton court, all right? The outer court and the inner court. But what is the purpose of entering through the gate? Why we enter the gate? Why we want to, and what is the angle of entering the gate? What is that purpose? The purpose of entering through the gate is into the presence of God. It's to walk towards where God dwells, the holy place where the presence of God is. But in order to go, to arrive there, first you have to walk through the outer court and then the inner court. And the outer court is open for all and all are welcome. But the inner court is where all the sacrifices are done. It is for those who desire to grow, to wants to, you know, draw closer to God. It is for those who wants to meet God face to face. And for them to do that, they must offer a sacrifice on the altar table. And only the priest can bring the offering into the holy place where God's presence dwells. But today, we do not do any of that anymore. We do not need to kill a calf or lamb as you enter into the church or as you enter into the auditorium. Because Jesus, our high priest, has become our sacrificial lamb once and for all. His death and resurrection torn the veil, and now through Him and in Him, we have direct access into the presence of God to receive help and grace in our time of need. And so since Jesus is our sacrificial lamb, once and for all, what sacrifice can we offer to the Lord today? What sacrifice can we present before the altar today? The author of Hebrews says in chapter 13, verse 15, the author say, through Him, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge His name. So as you enter into the auditorium today, as you on the TV and watch online, you are just entering through the gate and into the outer court. Unfortunately, most of us will stay at the outer court and then they stop there and they didn't press in. Some, they come to offer, just want to, for God, you know, to offer their prayer to God. And hopefully God will answer their prayer. Some, they come because it's a Christian duty. So every Sunday, I must come to church to fulfill my duty. And so many of them, they stay at the outer court instead of pressing in. And I heard that it is even harder for those who are watching online today. But God is inviting all of us this morning, those who are here and those who are watching, don't stay outside the outer court. Come into the inner court and seek a deeper and more intimate relationship with Him. Don't just stay there outside the court and look what is going on. The Lord is inviting you. Come nearer. Come closer to Him. He is waiting for you. He wants to have an intimate relationship with you. And that is the purpose of why we are coming to church. That is the purpose of why this morning you on the TV is not just to watch the performance, not just to watch the preacher. The purpose of you owning the TV, coming to the auditorium, is to enter into the presence of God. But sometimes, our struggles, our tiredness, our doubt, you know, sometimes of what happened at home, at our workplace, cut out our praises to God. And you know what I'm talking to God, you know what I'm talking about. You enter into church with a very heavy heart. You enter into church with a heavy burden where you are not able to praise God. You're not able to sing and even give you the strength, you know, of taking a step more to enter into the presence of God. You know, so there are times I feel like God is so near and so far. Because I know in Jesus, I have the direct access into the presence of God. But I still feel far away from Him. And sometimes, like what I say, I just feel so tired. I don't have the energy to praise God. And I believe you all know what I'm talking about. But the author of Hebrews, as I read earlier, he says, continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. Yes, maybe your feeling is not directing you to praise God, but he says, continually offer up a sacrifice of praise. Continually offer your lips to bless His name. Even your soul say no. Continually offer your lips to bless His name. Continually bless Him and acknowledge His name. Why? Because as you enter in His presence, it is in this place of intimacy, you will see God release His power over your lives. It is in that intimacy His promises came alive, and you experience the fullness of His grace and mercy. It is in that place, that in that place where you see God face to face, and in the presence of God, your heart is transformed, your enemy is defeated. And such praises, people who continually praising God, such praises is a praise of faith. And such praises is pleasing to God and honoring to Him. Because such praises shows you how much you truly love Him. You know, in Psalms 109 verse 13 to 15, King David made this prayer. He says, may His prosperity be cut off. May His name be brought out in the second generation. May the iniquity of His fathers be remembered before the Lord. Let not the sin of His mother be brought out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that He may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Now, if you read these Psalms, you can identify David's emotion. There's so much anger in him. There's so much pain in him that he made such a prayer. It sounds like almost like a cursing to his enemy. It's like, sounds like saying to God, you know, God, all right, let him die without descendants. And you can see that his lips, all right, it's all the way from the father to the children in Chinese, all right? It's like 断子绝孙啊. That's what he's trying to say, okay? All right, let him die sonless. Let the children, alright, die, or let him die without children. And may he be the last of his family line. So you can sense there's such anguish in David's heart because he was betrayed by someone. But in verse 30, he says, with my mouth I will give great thanks to the Lord. I will praise him in the midst of the throne. So he began with anguish. You know, it almost sounds like, you know, sounds like a cursing. But he ended with saying, Lord, with my mouth, I will give great thanks. So in the end, he asked God for help. In the end, he refused to act upon those curses. On how he feels, he left the judgment to God. And I can understand, whoever is in David's shoe today, it is hard to praise God when your enemy keep cursing you. It is so unnatural to praise him when we are in the situation that is not for us and that is against us. And especially when you have so much pain and anger, especially when you're treated unjustly, it's so difficult to praise God. But God doesn't call David as man after his own heart for no reason. There's a reason that why God said to David that he's the man who truly after my own heart. Because David always choose to praise God than following his own feelings and desire. For he says, I will praise him. Not just in his private, but among the multitude. You know, our lips is given so that we can bless and honor one another. And sometimes we abuse our lips. Instead of using our lips to praise God, instead of using our lips to bless one another, sometimes we use our lips to curse one another. We use our lips to hurt one another. But how did David overcome his ungodly desire? He chose to offer his lip to praise God vocally and publicly. Not in his heart. Vocally. That means he said out his choice, his decision. Not just to himself, but publicly. You know, friends, as we humble ourselves and worship him, as we humble ourselves and praise him, we make room for God's power to release in our life and break our chains. And our faith, our praises will make the world know that our God is good. Our praise of faith will help the world to know who our God is. You know, in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26, it's a story about Paul and Silas in the prisons. It says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. They were in the prison, but they were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bones were unfastened. And then in verse 29 to 31, there was a jailer inside. When he saw what happened, the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, Sir, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. So Paul and Silas were shackled with a heavy chain in prison. But it didn't stop them from praising God. It didn't stop them from praying. And God sent an earthquake that shook the cell and broke their chains. When it happened, the jailer was afraid. Because when that happened, he thought all the jailer, all the prisoner had ran away. But probably all had ran away except Paul and Silas. And when he saw them, that he still remained at where he is, he was so moved by their faith in God. And so on that night, the jailer and all his family came to know Jesus and accept Christ as their Savior. You know, this morning, you may not be in the real prisons with four walls and chains today. You may not be in a situation like Paul and Silas, but you can feel imprisoned by life's circumstances. You can feel bound and chained to things that are out of control. It could be your relationship they are going through today, husband and wife. It could be your problem at work. It could be your finance. It could be your stress. I do not know what it is. It could be you lost something. I do not know what it is. But today, God is saying to you, God is calling you, praise Him. God knows, but He said to you, praise Him. Choose to praise Him. Let go everything in your life that comes between you and Him. And surrender to Him with a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Worship Him. Praise Him. Keep your minds on Him. And as you worship Him and praise Him, your worship will break all your chains today. And you'll experience the blessing of God. Blessing will be released and miracles that has been held from you by the enemy. Praise God. God knows, but He said to you, praise Him. Choose to praise Him. As you praise Him, you will see the power of God moving in your lives. Lately, my wife, Jocelyn's aunt, I'm very close to, and was diagnosed with stage 2 cancer. She's a believer. And her husband passed away, right, many years ago, also because of cancer. And so, I love her. We have good relationship. And so I went to her place. I want to talk to her. I want to make sure that she's okay. And maybe pray for her. So I asked her, you know, aunt, how are you doing? How are you taking it? And of course, she shed with tears and flow, because she told me she has a lot of concerns. It came a surprise to her. She never expected that would happen. But she ended by saying this very beautiful thing. She said to me, you know, Joseph, even the Lord does not heal me, I will still praise His name. And I will still put my trust in Him, because the Lord is good. Because the Lord is good. Praise God today, because the Lord is good. The sacrifice of praise means even when our situation does not change, I will sing and I will praise continually. The Lord is good and the Lord is faithful. I will enter the gate through the outer court with praises, with thanksgiving. I will enter the gate with my lips praising the Lord. I will go into the outer court and I will still praise the Lord, and I will continue to go into the inner court and I will still praise the Lord, and I will keep praising, I will keep praising, I will keep praising, and I will praise until the time, the point when the presence of God is standing in front of me, when I see eye to eye the presence of God. Because it is in the presence that we experience the power of God, breakthrough, and times will change. And so I will press in and I'll praise God. I'll praise Him again and again and again till the presence of God is in front of me. Today I ask our psalmist to prepare a little bit longer for us for our closing, because I want to take that time for us to praise God. Because I can share with you everything in the Bible, what the Bible says you must praise. I can tell you everything, you know, why you must thank God. I can show you scripture after scripture that, you know, that this is how you should praise, this is how you thank God. But you know, friends, until you do it, those things are just your knowledge. You are not experiencing the power of God, the presence of God, until you offer your lips to praise God this morning. Things will not change by just knowing. Things will begin to change the moment you open your lips and declare the goodness of God. And so that's why I ask our psalmist to prepare a longer time for us this morning, for you to praise Him, for you to thank Him, for you to adore Him, for you to acknowledge the goodness of God this morning. So before I ask the psalmist to lead us in the time of praises, I'd like to invite you to stand with me right now. Would you stand with me right now? You know, like reading Psalms. Psalm is not just for you to read in your heart and know in your mind. Psalm is a book where you read and you confess with your heart. And so I'd like us to read this phrase or prayer with me together. And as you read, I want you to offer your lips to the Lord. You are saying this to the Lord. It's like, Lord, this is my praises to you. This is my offering to you. Maybe some of you don't feel like praising. It's okay to say to the Lord, Lord, I don't feel like praising, but I'm going to offer these praises to you. This is my sacrifice to you. I want you to offer your lips to the Lord, and then I want you to say this prayer with emotion in your heart. Don't just read it, but really read in your heart. Means with conviction, that you truly believe that as you say, as you praise the Lord is listening. That as you speak out, the Lord is here and He's looking at you. He's receiving all your praises. So this is not to me. This is not to the psalmist. This is unto the Lord. And so I want you to prepare your hearts right now. Prepare your hearts right now, alright? Say to your heart, I'm going to say these praises unto the Lord. And I'm going to say it with conviction, with emotion, because this is a sacrifice unto the Lord. So I'm going to give you a short while for you to prepare your heart. Alright? Are you ready? Are we ready to say these praises? Only a few. Let's do it again. Are we ready to say these praises unto the Lord? Amen. Let's get ready, alright, unto the Lord. In a count of three, we're going to say this together. Alright, ready? And one, two, three. We praise you today with our hearts and song. We praise you for your goodness. We praise you for your faithfulness. We praise you for your great power and love. We thank you for your care over us. We struggle, we get weary and tired, yet you never leave us. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for drawing close to us. Thank you for working your purpose through us as we set our eyes on you today. Let's give a Lord a clear offering. Hallelujah. Lord, this is for you, O Lord, our offering of our praise this morning. Hallelujah. Amen.
Bless the Lord. 2, 3. Bless the Lord. Like
Our great King, our great God, Lord, we praise you, O Lord. Lord, we praise you like the songs that we just sang earlier, Lord. In good time, Lord, we praise you. In bad time, we will continue to praise you because you are good. Because we know that you are good and your love endures forever, and we can always trust you, oh God. Yes, right, Lord. We bless you, oh God. We bless you. Hallelujah. Let's give a lot of offering again. Let's give him a big one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, oh God. Praise you, oh God. You know, friends, the enemy is working really hard to keep your lips sealed by giving us mass circumstances in life. It's to seal your lips. It will stop you from praising God. You know why? You know why? Because the moment you declare the goodness of God, the moment you say to the devil, I still believe that God is good, you already defeat the devil and victory into our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, my friend, let nothing stop you from praising the goodness of God and who God is. Let nothing stop you. Let your lips always offer unto the Lord praises unto him. Amen. Amen. So my friends, I want to bless all of you. God loves you. God is with you. And I want to say to all of you, as you leave this place, let the praises of the Lord continue to be with you, in you, in your life, that all those around you, they will see the goodness of God through you. Amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me say a blessing and then we will go from here. Father, the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and evermore. And we say, amen. God bless you. I'll see you next week.